Seven. Monica Newton is the CEO of the National Arts Festival, joining me on the line from Makanda. Monica, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me and good morning to your listeners.
Shall I dare to ask how cold it is in Makanda this morning?
It is quite chilly. You know, you've been to the festival. It's winter. It's definitely quite chilly. And unfortunately, we've had absolutely perfect festival weather. So it's been a little bittersweet to wake up in the morning to beautiful days and wishing that the festival, in fact, was in Makanda for the last 11 days.
Indeed. Before we reflect on the 11 days of amazing, albeit virtual, of this year's edition of the festival, it's important to note the passing of the incredible legends, Mary Twala, who at the age of 80 succumbed after spending a few days in hospital, and an actress really who gave life to all South Africans, and the thespian Welcome Somi as well. And of course, we were reading in the Sunday Times yesterday of the passing of Todd Machikiza's widow at the age of 92, who thankfully held on to those performance rights of King Kong the musical and saw them realized in performances both in Cape Town and in Johannesburg a few years ago. It's been a hard week for artists, hasn't it?
Absolutely, on top of just even harder weeks before. And I think a lot of uncertainty still to come about what our sector is going to look like. What is it going to be like in the next 6 to 18 months as we kind of get to understand what living with COVID is going to be like in as we look at large events, as we look at people perhaps not wanting to travel, as we look at the question of whether or not, if theatres are open, will South Africans still come? So there's a lot of thinking work that we have to do as a sector to try and understand what our new normal, for want of a better phrase, is going to be.
There were some exceptional pieces that were on show over the last 11 days. I won't embarrass you by asking which ones were your favorite, but ask rather your reflection of this very first virtual edition of the National Arts Festival. Did you achieve what you set out to achieve?
Absolutely. We were doing something for the first time, and I remember, as we were working through all of our plans, I was asked, what does success look like? And it's been a fundamentally exciting, frustrating, challenging, difficult journey for all of us. But probably the most important thing that we have done is that South African arts has continued. South African arts has found an audience. And we've taken those first difficult, challenging, scary steps into a digital world that we were kind of thinking of going, well, maybe we should do this, maybe we could do this, and now we have done it. And certainly with festivals to come after us, I think that they're important lessons to learn from the National Arts Festival experience. But what I'm hoping is that artists really see the possibilities of exploring and playing and experimenting in the digital space. There is an audience and there is interest and there is the possibility of doing incredible theatre and dance and music. So it's there. We just need to reach out and support each other again to take more steps into this space.
The performances that stood out for me, Monica, and I will certainly not mention them by name, but they've been performances where you could tell that the creatives appreciated that by having a camera capturing that moment and using that effectively was a better way of doing it than just staging what would have been a production on stage and then holding a camera on two ends of the stage and capturing that. Because that for me well, the latter at least anyway, was not engaging enough, was not exciting enough. And certainly there were plays I'm looking forward to seeing on stage, don't get me wrong. And I want to actually be in the auditorium, in the audience, and be part of that performance and experience it. But it was the creatives who really understood how to best use the advantage of a camera that is able to literally come into your face and you can see the reaction from the actor's delivery of that line that resonated with me the most.
Absolutely. For artists who are not used to being filmed, I think it was an exceptionally difficult space because not only are you working in a pandemic, not only do you have very strict safety and infection control measures on set. Not only do you not have an audience, but there's somebody else on the stage with you who has a camera. And so it has been an incredible, incredible learning experience. And I'm hoping that we're starting to see the very real convergence that's happening in our sector, where artists are exploding the box. And going, well, this isn't just theatre anymore. This isn't just music anymore. And really starting to use the full technological and technical capabilities of our sector, which, as the festival has shown, are world class. We have produced work this year that has not been done before anywhere. And we've embraced and used technologies in ways that haven't been used anywhere else. So our arts community really, at its heart, its innovation, its creativity is leading the way. And platforms like ours as the National Arts Festival, we will follow and we will be there to support artists in this brave new world.
So what is the way forward, Monica? The advantage, I suppose, and the opportunity to be exploited by COVID-19 is for anyone and everyone, including the National Arts Festival, to pause and reflect on how we have gone about business for more than 40 years now. Come 2021, how are we going to do things differently from what we've learned from this intentional pause, I suppose?
2021, we hope we're going to be back to the live festival. There's no question in our minds. We're a live festival company. It's what we love. And we love having audiences with us, people experiencing the festival. We've learned, though, the value of a more collaborative approach to creating work. When we started just over 100 days ago to plan this festival, we asked the arts community not to come with fully fledged proposals because we really understood that nobody would have one sitting in their back pocket going, oh yes, I've been meaning to submit this. And we started to really talk to each other about how to create things, what to do. And so it's that sort of conversational element, that process of collaboration in the work has been extraordinarily valuable and I think has repositioned the festival in how it approaches artists. We've learned a lot about audiences online as well, sometimes the hard way. And there's an interesting question for us to answer about whether or not we would continue to do digital work based on the live experience. So would we continue to have camera crews working with us in the live edition to create work that could be produced online? Would we continue and Creativate, the Standard Bank-supported digital art platform, really proved this year how popular some of that work is, both people wanting to learn how to do it, but also artists in that space. So the festival is likely to continue to embrace a teaching and learning component far more powerfully than we've done before, because we found audiences really interested in that, especially under lockdown.
And of course, the 11 Days of Amazing may have concluded yesterday, but one still has the opportunity to see both the main program, well, main festival program sort of productions, as well as fringe program productions for a little bit longer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this has been the one extraordinary thing about working in the online space, is that we could say to everybody, we've got so much to see. There's so much extraordinary work. We're still taking submissions for the V-Fringe. So that program is continuing to grow right up until the end of July. But you're absolutely right. We are still selling tickets. It's still possible to see our extraordinary shows right up until the 16th of July. And we will still have a program of workshops and webinars as well. So for all of those folks who have joined us in learning about this new space, there will still be opportunities to do that as well. So we are really in exciting, difficult, frustrating, challenging, scary times. But the festival continues, and we will do everything that we can to make sure that we are the best possible showcase for the arts to both the South African audience and, of course, our international audience.
Well done to you and the team, Monica. Very, very well done indeed. 11 days of amazing, officially drawing to a close yesterday. But as you heard from Monica Newton, the CEO of the National Arts Festival,